Do you want to be buried or what's your deal?
I never really put a lot of thought into it. When I was a pastor, I would have said yes. Are you wanting me to elaborate on that?
No. Leave all this in. What's the topic? Just start the episode with, have you ever thought about that? When I was a pastor, I would have said yes.
That sounds very sketchy out of context. All right, man. Have you ever heard of Kenny Veach?
Yeah, it's Chad's dad.
That Chad does seem like his dad would be a Kenny. Yeah. But he goes by Kenneth. Chad calls him Kenny because he's trying to be disrespectful.
Trying to be buddy-buddy with his dad. You ever tried
hey,
that?
Hey, Kenny. Yeah, they punch you.
Do you ever call your dad Tim?
What?
Did you ever call your dad Tim one time just to make him mad?
I don't think so.
Called my dad Charles once.
Yeah, how'd that go? Yeah, I bet your dad loved that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Shot me in the chest.
That's what I do to people who call me by name. Hey, I'm Tim. But you can call me Dad.
Good to meet you. Good to meet you. What's your name? You'll never know.
Entering yourself.
You know what? I'm tired of meeting people. I am kind of at this time of my life where if someone goes, hey man, I'm Nathan, what's your name? I'm going to go, it does not matter.
Yeah, I don't really.
We're never going to see each other again.
I'm not interested in
I'm good.
Knowing you.
Last cat that got out died.
That is a power move though. When you meet someone.
Just to go, no.
No, to meet someone and say, hey, I'm Tim, but you can call me Dad.
Oh. That seems...
Instead, no, but you have to call me Dad.
But you have to call me Dad. Oh, you have to call me. That's worse.
I'm Tim, but you need to call me Dad.
That's... I don't think that's a power move. I don't think so at all.
Might be a prison move.
Yeah. These new lights make you look really sick.
But really... No, I just am.
All right, go on. Okay. Kenny Veach.
Kenny Veach is, he's a guy who was a big hiker and explorer.
I have heard of Kenny Veach.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you know exactly why I'm looking at you like this.
What do you think?
It's the M Cave.
Yeah, it's the M Cave.
Yeah,
it's
we mentioned this in the Dutchman episode.
Yeah, the Flying Dutchman.
Yeah.
Treasure. Yeah.
Okay, please
mine,
tell me more.
The Great Dutchman Mine. I'm going to tell you, you're going to love this one.
What is it, aliens? And we did a whole Kenny Veach bit at the beginning, a whole little Veach name bit at the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's aliens?
I mean, it could be.
We need an alien. We need a different theme song for our alien episodes. So we need to make a version of our theme song that sounds more like you know. Like
Alex,
a,
can you remix
Alex,
that?
Is that something you can do?
Not super easy.
Yeah, no. That's not what I asked you. But I said, I'm not saying can you do it by the time this episode comes out. I'm saying, can you make that a project of yours over the next like year or so?
But this episode doesn't come out until the end of January, so you got time.
You got time? We can't see your reactions.
I'll take that as a yes.
We will expect that on our desks by Friday.
Freaking a CD.
We can't afford to lose to the turnover at our company is pretty rough.
It's
right now
pretty
we
bad.
Are we're losing people we're left and right.
The toxic culture is not paying
well, it's because they called me Jared and I shot him in the chest. I said, I told you
graves.
To call me Dad. Roll our space theme song.
He's lying on YouTube about
nobody
something.
Fact checks you on YouTube. You can just say whatever you want.
Yeah, YouTube sometimes will drop a fact check in the comments.
Only on our videos.
Only on ours. We're the only ones that do that, dude. And everyone's like, oh, okay.
Sure.
This is more interesting than all the stuff everybody else is lying about. Tell us more.
Things I learned last night.
We can honestly just choose a different one. You know, it doesn't have to be the same one.
No, it has to be the same.
If there's a way to like remix it in or something.
Yeah, I think you just put a...
You know who we need to call?
You just put it
we need to call
like
one of those guys that does the soundtracks for cheerleader competition routines. You know how they're always mashing up stuff?
Oh, yeah. Mixing them together. Yeah. But it's really just those three songs.
We did a silent disco recently.
Yeah.
And...
Who's we?
You know. And so we were at this silent disco and there's two DJs. And so you've got two channels on the headphones, right? Mm-hmm. And so you get like, you flip to red and your headphones turn red and that corresponds to the red DJ.
Yeah.
Flipping to blue, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So what I was thinking about was that these two DJs are on stage and they're looking out of this room and they can't hear anything but, right? Because, you know, I mean, they're listening to their mix.
Yeah.
But they have to watch.
Yeah.
As everyone decides which one they're going to choose. Because like it's a good mix. And then all of a sudden the people in the red start having a really good time. And the people in the blue are like, I wonder what that's about. And so suddenly everyone switches to red. And the guy, the DJ in blue, just watches all the headphones turn red.
Just change colors. And you realize, like, oh, I picked a bad one, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But also the blue guy was DJing. And he kept... I hate DJs sometimes because he kept not doing the beat drop.
Oh, he kept switching it?
Didn't switch it. Just kept, it was like, zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, a very obnoxious thing to do.
And then it went. Zoom, 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 bum, 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 bum.
That was the drop.
That was the drop. Honestly, pretty hard drop, though.
It is pretty. It is
I lost my mind.
You should have saw me in there in this silent disco.
Whoa. I got kicked out, dude.
Yeah, they banned me for life. All
right, so Kenny Veach is searching for aliens in the desert, right? Stumbles across a cave that's shaped like an M. Here's what I know about Kenny Veach. He's missing.
Yeah.
This is all I know so far.
Yeah, so you're in a good spot.
All I know is a tweet I saw is what I brought it up.
Yeah.
Is that he's a YouTuber. He found a cave that he was like, this is mysterious, and then has not been seen since.
Yeah, this is close. You're on the right track. Kenny Veach, he was a few things. He had a job. He had a stable career his whole life, but he hated working for the man.
Yeah.
And so he had an idea, which I'm actually going to snag a screenshot of this idea real quick.
Okay.
This screenshot is from this is from his YouTube channel, I believe. And this was his Shark Tank submission. This was his Shark Tank submission.
Scrub Daddy.
So here's the thing. He quit his job. He started the business.
Oh.
And then he
invented something?
Yeah, he made a submission to Shark Tank. Here's his product. It's a toilet paper holder. That was a little bit easier to switch the toilet paper on.
Is this him?
This is him. This is him demoing it for his submission to Shark Tank. He sent this into Shark Tank. And was like, look how great this product is. And it's a little bit easier to switch your toilet paper. Like, just a little bit easier.
This is really funny. I was just talking last night to my neighbor about Shark Tank. Same neighbor I was talking to this morning. We were out the back
about
porch
the cat?
Talking about Shark Tank. No, I don't talk to her.
she's like, you know the last person
every
who
time I
Shark
see her,
Tank died?
Yeah, every time I see her, I stare her down and I look at her dog and I go, no, we were talking about how you could, you know, think you invented something great and then go on Shark Tank and they're like, isn't this just like this? And you could be like, no,
I've never heard of that.
No.
Tell me more about that.
That's crazy.
That's kind of wild. Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
And they would 100% bring you on. Like, you would send your submission and they'd be like, yeah, bring this guy on for sure.
Yeah.
He thinks he invented the French horn. Yeah, get this guy in here. Get this guy in here.
Okay,
right
so
now.
It's kind of, it looks like, it's like a trumpet, but it's like really curvy, super stretchy and curvy.
Hey, but for real, do you think we could get you on the show for that?
For like inventing the French horn?
French horn and do a whole pitch with the Sharks.
Right, they didn't like it.
They didn't like
they it. They said, what they told me was that if is I'm too young and if they give it to me now, then what will I work for? You know?
So Kenny quit his job.
Okay.
To start pursuing this.
To do this. What's it called?
Quirky new improved TP holder.
It's just called Quirky.
It's called Quirky.
Does it have a new name?
Improved TP holder. I don't think he's named it yet.
Okay.
But
he quit his job to pursue this, though.
He quit his job. Well, he quit his job to pursue business. He hasn't, like, he does.
So
a
he's sitting around all day and just going
invention. That's exactly what he's doing. Okay. That's exactly. So here's another one.
Oh.
Let me hold on. There's an ad.
Are they all toilet paper based? Or are they
one,
like,
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not 100% sure what this one is for. It is. I think it's just a light. I think. Here's a. I think the idea is this is like a nightlight. It's the Glowler Bear. And it looks like a popcorn tin.
Yeah, with if you told like a third grader to make a polar bear out of clay.
Stuck on the top. And I think that's a switch on the back. I think it glows. And he made a Shark Tank submission video for this.
We should just watch his videos.
Yeah, we can watch it in the After the Fiddle.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that
glows. Can you put video on this TV?
I'm not sure. I've never tried it. We can figure that out after this.
We showed videos on the other TV.
Did we though? Live? We drug them over, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyways. So the Glowler Bear is his other invention. So he had a handful of these inventions.
Not all toilet paper based,
but mostly toilet paper based.
I like that this guy's just thinking about it while he's in the bathroom. Just like, kind of invent something.
This is not easy enough. It's kind of dark in here. It'd be nice if there was a polar bear.
He's in the bathroom in the dark. He's just in the dark.
Well, he has
it. Kind of dark in here. Man, it'd be great if I had a polar bear light, a glowler bear.
I think we're
he's got a bunch of bad ideas.
He's trying to start businesses and they're not really going anywhere. But he has this hobby of hiking.
Okay.
Big hike guy. He lives in Vegas. And so he goes out in the desert and he hikes. And he bragged often. And his YouTube channel is mostly his hiking videos. He would hike and whatever, vlog his hike.
Sure.
And occasionally showcase a new invention for Shark Tank.
Sure.
That was his brand.
Hey guys, I'm out on a hike today. Just want to show you this new product I created. It's a sponge with a smiley face on it. And it's just a little, you know. Hi, I'm Kenny. You have to call me Scrub Daddy. You have to.
But you're my uncle. Sorry, Uncle Scrub Daddy.
Uncle Scrub Daddy. Okay. So he's out hiking.
He's hiking all the time. So he regularly bragged on his hiking vlogs that he was a guy who would go hiking. This is him holding a worm. It's a big worm. he would regularly brag that he... didn't bring provisions with him. He's like, I just bring like a candy bar and like a single bottle of water. And I go on this like 6 mile hike.
Candy bar.
Yeah, that's what he would say. And he would brag that he's like, I don't need that much stuff. He's like, we're fine. And he would go solo hikes in the desert in Nevada.
Yeah.
And people were like, that's irresponsible.
Yeah. They're like, that's irresponsible.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he developed his reputation in the hiking community for being a irresponsible hiker.
Okay.
But he was also a fan of aliens and all that stuff. Yeah. Anything conspiracy, he was a fan of that.
Okay.
And he made a lot of trips out to like Area 51. You know, Area 51 gazing? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Where you like sit outside the fence and see if you see anything.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah, that's what some people do. They like go camp out by the fence and they're like,
they take their beers out there and they just chill.
Yeah. And they sit in the coolers and they're like, is anything cool going to happen?
Honestly?
It does sound like a good time.
Kind of a good time.
It does sound...
Should we do that?
I mean, I'm not saying... Well, I mean, yeah, I would do that. It'd be good content.
You should come out to... Why don't you come out like, let's say December 27th?
I don't know. Yeah. Right. Oh, no, I got to take my brother to orthopedic surgeon.
Is that why you had, what happened to your, did your brother really break his arm?
Yeah.
Karaoke night?
Yeah, he had a karaoke accident.
Wait, what happened?
Broke his arm. He tripped going in, fell on the curb.
No, you're so serious.
100%. Yeah, he broke his arm.
At karaoke?
Just right here to the curb. Yeah, he was walking into a karaoke place in Westport. I don't know which one.
Oh, in Westport.
Yeah.
Off key.
And just...
Your brother's a Westport kind of guy?
His friend group goes to Westport a decent bit. Wow. Yeah.
And off key.
Yeah. They go there and Pond and Pint. Those are the two places they hang out.
Pond and Pint makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, it is just clean break straight through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Broke his shoulder.
Yeah, right up. It was his humerus.
Wow. But
right before the socket. Yeah, sucks a lot. Yeah, I went and
saw
him.
What's that cast going to be like?
He's in a sling right now, but it looks like they're going to cast him up. He doesn't have to have surgery.
Jeez.
But they're going to cast him up and yeah, freaking sucks. That was a bad one. but yeah, he does have an appointment on the 27th that I got to take him to.
Is that why you can't go?
That's not why I can't go, but that's part of, but now that's part of why I can't go. Now, right, right, now right. I have an obligation.
No, I have an obligation to go for my brother.
Anyways.
Family are your first friends.
Friends are your second family.
Mm-hmm.
So Kenny Beach was also an alien guy. He was a big fan of the alien stuff.
But to be clear, he was a human guy. Who believed in
aliens.
You're right.
Gotta be.
Sure.
Yeah. And so he would spend time on alien blogs and commenting on the forums and and YouTube videos. And there's a particular video, a Stephen Greer video. We've talked about Greer before. Hey, you know who Greer is?
Yeah, isn't he a pastor?
No.
Hey, thanks for being part of this episode. If you want to help us do more of this, you want to help us grow our show, one of the easiest and best ways to do that is to join our Patreon. It's a way for you financially to support this show, and you get a lot in return. You get access to our Discord channel. You get bonus content that comes out. You get exclusive merchandise and like live Zoom hangouts where we're both just hanging out, eating pizza, just getting to know each other. The biggest thing is we want to know you more as an individual and as a friend. So thanks for supporting our show. If you don't support us financially, we're not pressed about it. We're not like mad, but I'll find you. So text Tillin to 66866 to keep yourself from being found. All right. Because if you don't, I will hunt you down.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, it's flexible, it's convenient, and it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tillin, TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
So Stephen Greer, this guy, hey, we're going to show a picture of him real quick because I do think this is important and I want to highlight this for a second.
Okay.
I know I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. If you see this guy saying anything, don't pay any attention to it. He's a liar. Here he is. This guy is full of it. Whatever, if you hear him talking, stop.
I don't, have we talked about this?
We've brought him up loosely. I've never
shown
a picture.
What's the number, CE5?
I don't know. This is from some, I don't know. I just found this on Google Images. But he is yoked. I will say he's jacked. But he's full of it. He's a former doctor.
Okay.
He's a former doctor. He was like a physician. Uh-huh. Doctor. But he retired and became.
And now all he does is lie.
For real, though. I'm not even kidding. Like, he is full of it. He just makes these YouTube videos, him and his wife, and they're all about disclosure. And they're like finding all these documents and talking about aliens. And they just lie. And it's so obvious. I'm not kidding.
What are you talking about?
It's so obvious to me. But a lot of people just really believe everything he has to say. Because what he'll bring up some famous like general or something who's dead and be like, yeah, and he told me in confidence. And so it's like, you can't verify any of these facts, but he name drops all these people constantly and like says these documents, but he can't reproduce the documents. He can't show you the evidence. And he just has all these like, just really,
okay,
it's very clearly he's lying, but as so many people are just eating out the palm of his hands and buying all of his merch. It drives me crazy. But anyways, let me lie for a second. So he's watching the Stephen Greer video.
Okay.
And in that video, I don't even remember. For some reason, the comments.
One of his lies.
He's lying on YouTube about something.
Okay.
He's lying on YouTube about
Nobody
something.
Nobody fact checks you on YouTube. You can just say whatever you want.
Yeah, YouTube sometimes will drop a fact check in the comments.
Only on our videos.
Only on ours. We're the only ones they do that to.
But that's the libs.
Yeah. But they... In the comments on one of his videos, I don't even know what the video was about, but in the comments, this rabbit trail happened to the commenters and they're all commenting back and forth, right? And Kenny jumps in it because they're talking about crazy things they've seen at Area 51, right? And he says, hey, this is nothing. You guys don't even know what
compared
you're talking
to about. The lie I'm about to tell.
You guys see your lies?
Oh, you guys are just, we're all telling tales?
We're telling lies?
This is nothing.
Yo, what's
you know, really,
lying?
When you think about it, alien conspiracy people are like the fishermen of the days, you know, where like the fishermen are always just out here telling tales.
Yeah, that's true.
Lying.
That's true. Yeah, because you've seen something, but it's like, it was a shooting star, but you're like, but it's more interesting.
You think it was a mermaid.
Yeah, you might be onto something, because that's what I do with all my alien experiences.
I lie a lot.
I just embellish.
Yeah.
No,
I don't even remember the last time I lied.
Really?
I don't know. Can't think about...
I lied to you today.
About what? You'll find out. Okay.
No, so he jumps in there and he jumps in the comments and he's like, all this is nothing to what I've experienced.
Yeah.
And he says, I was out hiking near Area 51.
Sure.
And I happened upon a cave. And the opening of the cave was shaped like a capital M. And that cave, here's the thing. Here's the thing about me. I am a cave guy. If I see a cave, I go in a cave.
If I see a cave, I'm going to go inside.
I'm going to go in a cave.
I'm a cave
matter,
guy.
It doesn't matter where I am.
If I'm
I
see a cave guy. C-A-V-E.
G-U-Y.
Cave guy.
Hey, if I see a cave, I'm going to go in a cave and I'm going to explore that cave. I'm going to tell you everything there is in it.
Okay.
Usually, it's nothing but rocks and bears. But he said, this cave was different. He said, this cave, I couldn't even enter. As I got closer, I was just overcome with fear. And he said, and I could feel this, like a vibrating hum, like a low hum and like vibrations that were like shaking my body and making me almost nauseous. And he said, I couldn't enter it. I left. I turned away. And he said, I've never had this experience before in my life. And I still think about this cave all the time.
Every day.
I call it the M cave.
Before I fall asleep.
Yeah.
I just... Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. And so everybody in the comments was like,
he just dropped that casually in the YouTube.
In the YouTube comment.
He says a big comment, I'm a cave guy. Okay. I wish those people would find C-A-B. Our stuff, you know?
They do. Have you read our comments lately?
Yeah,
they're
but
all over our
it's
comments.
All like freaking it's all stuff that's like, you know, Valiant Thor told my mom this and whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not long enough. It's not, he comes to me in my dreams.
Let's do a comment episode because there are a lot of multi-paragraph comments that are
like
that. All right, we'll do a comment episode.
I hide all of them.
We got them. So he says, okay, we're going in, or he says all this stuff. And everyone's like, oh, okay.
Sure.
This is more interesting than all the stuff everybody else is lying about. Tell us more. This becomes like an internet mystery. Everyone in the comments, all the Stephen Greerites are like, oh, we need to know more about this M cave.
Yeah.
So a whole Reddit subreddit gets made and everybody starts digging in trying to figure out where this M cave is. They know it's somewhere in Nevada near Area 51. And so they're like scouring maps online, trying to get back to the source. They found this guy on this guy's YouTube, and they're commenting on his YouTube, subscribing. He ends up getting like 68,000 subscribers because everyone's trying to figure out this M cave.
And every like, video. Honestly, the inventions aren't bad. It's a pretty good idea. I mean, just,
like, let's be honest, like, don't you want this in your home?
Sales skyrocket.
And so he
starts making every more video videos he's about making, the hike.
He's getting all these views, but all the comments are,
tell us about the cave.
M cave. They're just M cave in all caps.
M cave.
M cave.
I mean, if there's one thing YouTube comments are, it's pretty direct on what they want.
M cave.
M cave.
And so he makes a video where he talks a little bit more about the M cave. I don't know if this was from that video. This is from one of his hiking videos.
Sure.
Where he talks a little bit more about the M cave, and he says, if you guys wanted that bad, I'll go back out. I'll see if I can find it. And everyone was like, yes, that's exactly what we want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've been doing nothing but coming.
Please. That's all I want. That's the only thing I want. I want to see you go to the M cave. Please.
Go to the M cave. And so he makes this video where he goes out. And in the video, he says, I brought my pistol. I brought my candy bar. And I got my water. We're hiking into the desert. We're going to find the M cave. And it's this whole vlog of him wandering around the desert trying to find the M cave. And he doesn't find it. He can't find it. And at the end of it,
he still uploads it. Yeah. Because this video kind of sucks. I know that. Couldn't find it.
I tried. I just had to get content out.
I had for you to see that I tried to find it.
I had to feed the algorithm. I had nothing else to do. And so he has this whole video of him going around the desert. And at the end, he's like, I really thought it was going to be easier to find this. He's like, I swear this was like right around here.
Sure.
I couldn't find it. I don't know where it went. I'm sorry. And so the comments are like, it's okay.
It's fine. But keep looking.
But yeah, pretty much. They're like, it's okay, but you should try again. Like, you should keep trying. Yeah. And
never give up.
He was like in the comments, just like, I don't know, whatever. You know, like just kind of like shrugging it off. And everyone's like, but you should keep looking. And now, by now, a lot of other people have started going. Like a lot of other videos have started popping up of people.
We're trying to find the M cave.
Yeah. And then one day he says, okay, fine, I'll go back. And so he says, I'm going back tomorrow. I'm going to go. I'm going to find it. I'm going to bring my gear, my candy bar, my gun, my camera.
Is it the same candy bar? He's eating the candy bar, right? No, it's not like it's the same Milky Way.
It's the same Milky Way. It's my trusty Milky Way that I bring with me on every
hike. Old and moldy.
It's a moldy way. And so he goes out into the wilderness the next day.
When I was in middle school, I got a candy bar from the snack machine, peeled it open, and it was moldy, straight up.
Yeah.
And I took the teacher, and I was like, the snack machine's got moldy.
Wait, excuse me, what did you just say?
I said, the snack machine has a moldy candy bar. And she went, I'm sorry. And I was like, can I get my 65 cents back from somebody? Yeah. And she went, no. And that was like the first time I ever experienced like bad customer service.
Yeah. Well, do you think that's not her?
I know
candy
it's not
machine.
Her
it's
job.
Not the school's
but
candy
she's a
machine.
Freaking teacher. You could give me 65 cents.
No, she's not. She's a teacher.
She could find someone to give me 65 cents.
She could make my parents give me 65
cents. She can get
cents.
12 teachers together.
And
get
start
me
a pool.
65 cents. She knew how GoFundMe works. Yeah. Give me 65 cents.
Local student
and
lost 65 cents.
You can
machine.
Give me 65 cents by going to the link in our bio where you can donate 65 cents because in middle school, I got a moldy Milky Way.
Oh,
I got a moldy
no.
Way candy bar, and I'm still pretty upset about it.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
Donate 65 cents today. Straight up do that,
Hold
actually.
On. Let me, before I forget, go turn the donate button back on. I turned it off because I was like, we don't need this.
We do need it.
And now we do. We didn't for a while. I was trying to make our link tree a little bit more pointed, but I guess I'll make it unpointed again. And
unpointed.
The 65 cent donations.
Give us a loose link tree. Or you can donate.
This link tree is so
just
loose. This is a
65 cents
tree.
A day.
All right,
what
it's
is
live
that
again.
What is that per month?
65 cents a day?
It's like 15 bucks.
Yeah.
$17 probably.
Something like that.
$17.40.
Hey. All right. So.
What is 65 times 31?
It's $20.15.
Yeah, that's easy. You can do that. 65 cents a day.
For just 65 cents a day.
For just one moldy Milky Way.
For one moldy way a day.
You can change Jaren's life.
And Mrs. Taylor, if you ever hear this, you could have just given me 65 cents. You? I don't know who I hate more, her or my neighbor.
So anyway, he takes
his
Milky Way.
And out of peer pressure of the YouTube comments is like, sure, I will face my greatest fear.
I will go into the desert and try to find the MKB. And he actually says in the comments, he says, I'll go in this time. So he goes out on this hike. Day goes by, nothing. 2 days go by, nothing. 3 days go by, nothing. 4 days go by, nothing. Come to find out, he disappeared. And so after he didn't come back that night, his girlfriend filed a missing persons report. Said, hey, he was going hiking in this area. And they're like, does he have any provisions? And he said, no. And they're like, that was really irresponsible.
Candy bar and a
and
it was like, pistol.
Well, he prides himself in his ability to just, you know.
And they're like, well, I mean, look how able he was.
Doesn't have a lot of calories.
They're kind of mean about it.
They were like, yeah, it seems,
I mean,
like,
it seems like he's pretty, I mean, yeah. I would tell you right now, last boyfriend that went missing died.
Yeah, can you tell us, what's his YouTube history like? Oh. Stephen Greer?
I'm sorry, believes a lot of lies.
Your boyfriend's a liar.
Yeah, I'm sorry, your boyfriend's kind of dumb.
He's kind
of... But he's out of the picture, right?
like, no one knows where he is right now.
Though. I mean, like...
But like, you have no idea where he is, right?
That must be pretty hard for you.
It's so hard. You want to go get some coffee and talk about it?
I'll listen to you. Jeez, inappropriate missing persons detective.
So they set out a search party. They know pretty much exactly where he is. Because he's done this whole other vlog where he's looking for it. So they know exactly where he's at. So they sent out a search party. This is the following day from his first hike. And the search party pretty quickly finds a mine shaft. And at the opening of this mine shaft on a rock sits his cell phone by itself. No clothing, no Milky Way, nothing. Just
but
his
like,
phone.
Looks like it's purposely laid
it's
there.
It's placed.
It's it not. Is set yeah, it didn't on the rock. Fall out.
It yeah. Is, yeah. This and it's not damaged. It is right. Set on the rock. And so they search the mine.
Like my life.
What?
My life is set on the rock.
Oh my gosh. They search the mine.
Not unintentionally. Not damaged. Didn't fall there.
Yeah.
Intentionally set.
Intentionally placed on the rock. Okay, yeah, don't do that with your eyes.
On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all the ground is sinking sand.
Lower. Shoot.
I can't do it while I'm laughing. Shoot.
Are we good?
All other ground is sinking sand. So hard, dude. I'm stupid.
So they search the mines. They can't find him.
Yeah.
They continue the search. They search all over the place.
They got his phone.
They've got his phone.
And that's it. No other belongings.
No other belongings. And they search the desert. They can't find any sign of him anywhere. They can't find clothing. They can't find the sign of a struggle. They can't find blood. They can't find anything. Come up empty. So the news is like, we don't know where he is. And then YouTube gets a hold of this. And the YouTubers, all the YouTube fans.
Are like, look for the M cave.
Are like,
they're like, he's a casualty, but we still want the M cave.
They're like, he got to the cave. And this exploded it. Like,
okay.
It was a big deal, and now it's a huge deal because everyone's like, oh, they got him. Like, he found it, and they got him. And it's not clear who they is. There's a few theories.
There's
a few theories. It's either the government.
Nancy this Pelosi.
He walked in the cave. That's what the M stands for. Nancy.
Mancy? Mamsy?
Yeah, it's Nancy, but she spells the M. She spells it wrong. It's Nancy with the M.
Yeah. Mamsie
Pelosi.
Okay.
But she still pronounces it Nancy, and yeah, she gets real mad if you pronounce it wrong.
It's Mansy, but you can call me Nancy. All right, why don't I just change it?
Can I call you Mansy?
I'm going to legally change my name to Dad.
Hi, I'm Dad.
Hi, I'm Dad.
Oh, yeah. Who's Dad?
Yours.
I'm me. Who's Dad? Me. I'm Dad.
I'm Dad.
No, who's Dad?
You're not kidding.
Me, Dad.
What about my dad? He's on second.
I think you just also legally change your middle name to Father.
Oh, Dad.
Dad, Father.
And then my last name's Son. Here dad, we go. Father, son. Anyway.
Okay, I mean, it costs the same to change any amount of your name.
He's not wrong.
My name is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But you can call me the Trinity. Which is also my other cast name. Here's the Governor and the Trinity.
So
you know Desk's sister was named Trinity.
Yeah. I don't know that, but
you do now.
Yeah. Interesting. So I don't think you call her Desk now.
It's been like 8 years. It's been a long time.
Oh my God, it's been 8 years.
No, not 8 years. It's 6 years.
Stresses me out. Okay. Anyways, hey, thanks for checking out this episode. If you like it, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Speaking of future episodes, we have a ton of past episodes. We have a back catalog of well over 100 episodes. So check those out. My current favorite is Nellie Bly. She was a journalist from the early 1900s who totally changed the industry, especially for women in the industry. Super cool story, but also kind of crazy, some of the things that she did. We had a lot of fun in that episode, so check that out. Don't forget to subscribe, but ultimately, just thanks for being here. Yeah, so the internet figures is, or the internet's like, okay, so it's either the government, he got in, and the cave is a government cave. Area 51 cave.
Or
it's an alien cave.
Yeah.
Because the aliens have caves on Earth, you know.
For sure.
And so the aliens got
them. Can't just be out with the rest of us.
Yeah, you got it. They have to have secrets.
Sure. All right.
So the internet is like, we're going to find this. We're going to find this in cave. We're going to liberate him. We're going to free him. So they start the search. And a bunch of YouTubers take the trip out and they start searching. And they find a bunch of stuff that they think is maybe the M cave.
Sure.
The leading theory is this cave, which is weird because it's got this red line outlining it.
Okay.
And you can't tell from this picture, but it's sealed with rocks. And so it's like it's indented a little bit and there's a bunch of rocks that are blocking.
It looks intentional though. The rocks.
Oh, the rocks in front of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so those rocks in front of it are definitely intentional, but like in the M, there's rocks that are blocking it inside. So it's completely sealed. Like there's no air you can get through. You can't stick your finger through. It's like a bunch of rocks got stacked up and blocked the whole way in.
Like on purpose?
Yeah, it looks, I mean, there's no way it accidentally happened. Yeah, so this is a little sketchy.
He's sealed in there.
He sealed himself in there?
He's in there.
You think he sealed himself in there?
I don't know.
That's an interesting theory.
Possibly.
You think he went in there?
I think he ate the moldy candy bar. And went a little nuts. Got turned around.
Yeah.
He thought he's inside the cave.
Yeah.
This is a real theory.
Yeah.
Put this on YouTube.
Okay. We will.
He's in the cave.
Yeah.
He thinks, because he's looking at the cave entrance, the M, he thinks that's the cave. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And he goes, I can't let them know the secrets of the cave.
Into the cave.
So he seals
the cave.
But he's inside.
Seals himself in the cave.
Now, hold on. This seems
an interesting
like
theory.
An interesting movie plot that we could do.
Ew.
Not necessarily the cave, but the idea that they get flipped and they end up sealing their fate.
Themselves. Oh. Interesting. And the main character's name is Dad.
But he's got a lisp. So it's pronounced Dad.
Wait, hold on. It's pronounced what? Say it again.
pronounce dad because a lisp doesn't affect.
That's what I thought you said.
I like that. My name's Jared. I have a lisp, so it's pronounced Jared.
Thanks for clarifying, I guess. Doesn't change at all. It's so dumb.
Oh, that's funny, dude. He's gonna lisp. Doesn't change it at all.
So these YouTubers find some caves that they think maybe could be it, and they're making these videos. They think it's that one. Here's the thing, though. They don't get the hum. They don't get the vibrations. They don't get the nausea. They don't get the stress, you know? And that's the cave. The cave is the stress.
Yeah.
It's not a cave without the fear. And so some theories, maybe we should drill in just a touch. Let's drill through this cave a little bit, okay?
Sure.
That was pretty good until you broke it. Like, the drill was good. The crashing sound was not great.
That was the drill breaking.
Oh, the drill broke.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's too...
too sealed.
Too sealed. Okay, so...
you think Nancy's going to let you in that cave that easy? No.
Momo.
Her name's Nancy, but she's got a lisp. She's got a lisp that turns her N's into M's.
Mamsie.
Mamsie. All right.
That's not a real lisp. That's not how lisps work.
That's not how lisps work.
So the hum thing.
Yeah.
There is a theory.
Okay.
That one of two things. There is a directed energy weapons. Have you heard of this? DEWs?
Mm-mm.
Directed energy weapons. It's the idea. It's kind of like, remember in the 90s? Those trash can guns. They were just
literally, I was just thinking that you pulled up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the concept. But
just bigger.
But bigger and constant. And so the idea is they can basically push sound waves at stuff hard enough, heavy enough, fast enough that it has an effect.
Yeah.
And so they use it as a deterrent to keep people away from their stuff.
Nay-do-wellers.
Yeah. And so the idea is that this cave was an access point to some underground. Have you heard of a dumb?
Mm-hmm.
Not like a dumb, but
I'm talking to one right now.
I'm not saying have you heard of a dumb, but a dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. So dumb stands for deep underground military base. The idea, it's like NORAD or DIA.
DIA. Yeah. I was going to say that.
Those are dumbs. And so the idea is that there's a dumb in Area 51.
Or every mattress firm.
Every mattress firm is a dumb. Hey, excuse me. Is this a dump? Did you say dump with a list?
Mattress firm and Aspen Dental. They pop up in weird locations.
Yeah. There was one of those back home. It was a place that had a Best Buy size parking lot.
Yeah.
The only shot, though, was a shop called Lawn Goose Designs.
Yeah.
And it was open for 13 years. And the parking lot was always empty.
Here's the thing about Mattress Firm and Aspen Dental.
Yeah, tell me
about it. I see them together all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they're always together.
Yeah, it's because they're friends.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Why? You know what I'm saying
right
now?
It's kind of like CVS and Walgreens, though.
Not at all. Not even close. Are you joking?
Yeah, because...
Mattress Firm that does... mattresses.
Most of them aren't firm.
Aspen Dental. Yeah. That does
teeth.
Teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tree teeth.
Similar shape.
Aspen trees.
No. Well, yeah.
Okay. I'm saying those are nowhere near each other, but for some reason they end up together like KFC and Pizza Hut.
Yeah. There might be like an under the table, like they're grouped together, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It could be a front though. You could be right. Wasn't there this thing online about the mattress firms? Wasn't there a mattress firm conspiracy? Wasn't there a thing
online about that? Hold on. Mattress firm. M.
Aspen.
Mattress Firm is absolutely just a normal business.
It's a normal place.
And we do not know. We love
Mattress Firm. There's nothing we like.
I freaking love Mattress Firm.
Than Mattress Firm. Big fan. I'm a Mattress Firm guy.
M-A-T-T-R-E-S-S. You all heard that, right? Alex, you heard that?
Yeah.
You don't know how to spell mattress?
Did you spell it with two T's? Mattress is not. It's spelled with two T's.
Is it?
Yeah, mattress? It's one T.
Am I dumb right now? Hold on.
M-A. It is two T's. God damn it. God freaking dang it. M-A-T-T-R-E-S-S.
Hold on. What did you just say? Did you just say M-A-T-T-R-E-S-S?
Yes, it's two S's. It's two S's. I literally just looked it up. It's two S's. Yes, it's two S's. Shut up. Get out of here. M-A-T-T-R-E-S-S-F-I-R-M guy. All right. So
where do you get your teeth done? A-S. Stupid. Okay. All right. All right.
How do you spell Aspen?
A-S-P-E-N.
E-S-P-N. We're going deep, guys. No. Okay. So,
you know, the head of ESPN told me in confidence.
That's how you know he's lying.
Okay, so...
So the idea is this, they think it's a directed energy weapon.
To keep them away from the underground.
Away from the dump.
Sure.
And because he got too close a second time, they were like, we're going to kill you or take you or do some tests on you or something like that. Same concept is also theorized, but with aliens. Instead of a government base, it's an alien base under there. And so the aliens were like, okay, we're going to take you now too. And we're going to do some tests on
you. We're going to take you now, too.
It's interesting. The sound effecting, though, is a good way to think about it is like those mouse things that you plug into your house. Same concept.
Sure.
Because you hear it and you get really stressed out and you leave. Yeah. I don't like the way this sounds. Same concept.
Or worship music.
I don't like the way this sounds. I'm going to leave. What are you saying? Oh, so you're saying, okay, there's some demonic mice in this house. If only I had, wow, that's what I call Christian music.
Wow, that's what I call worship. And it's like, oh, I got to get out of here.
I got to get out of here. This key change.
So anyway.
All these bridges. Yeah, so the internet thinks that he got abducted by aliens or the government.
Or both.
There is solid evidence that he was not killed by like a mountain lion or a coyote or anything like that because...
That we were found.
We would have found remains or some evidence of a struggle.
When did he go missing?
November 2014.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone found him. But what we do know is a few months after... Nobody found him, and YouTube is now amok with videos about him and the story and everything like that. Yeah, so his girlfriend got access to his YouTube.
Sure.
And left a comment and was like, hey guys, I don't mean to spoil all of this for you, but I do think you all need to know because you're all going out and searching for him and risking your life. And
that he made it all up.
That he lied about all this. He's still fine.
He's right here. I'm him.
I am him. Just like gaslights all of YouTube to the comments. Yeah. Now she said, sadly, I think that the explanation to this is a lot more innocent, isn't the right word? I don't know what she said.
A lot less obvious. Exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. She said, ever since he left his job and tried to start this business and it wasn't successful, he's incurred a lot of debt. And he's been very vocal about being very depressed. And he left for this hike. He did not take his camera. He did take his firearm. And he always talked about how, when he was in high school, his father took his own life. And he said, if I were ever to do that, he would always say, he's like, I would never do that anywhere near anyone. I would do that where no one could ever find me. Cause he found his dad and it like scarred him.
Got it.
And so she says, it's pretty clear that he went out there to take his life that day. And while they never found it, she's like, I believe that's what happened here. But no one on YouTube believed her. So they're still out there looking for him. Because you know how YouTube works.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, a sad ending to that story. Probably. So anyways, the moral of the story is if you're going to go into the desert.
Yeah. He might have sealed himself in there.
He might have sealed. Yeah.
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 And if you're going to go out there,
yeah.
Take a moldy way.
Take a moldy way. At least two.
At least two.
At least two moldy ways. Be prepared.
And I found a cave once.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. This is actually a true story.
Yeah.
I did find a cave in Missouri.
Yeah.
Cave state. You know that?
It's not that cave state, but there's caves in this state.
It's the cave state.
No, it's not.
What's the cave state? Google it.
What is the cave state? There are a lot of caves here, I will say.
Yep. Fiddle off. Hey, thanks for making it to the end of this video. If you like this and you want more episodes, there's more somewhere around here and also clips from the show. But make sure you subscribe. Please do that. That really helps us. It makes us feel good. We look at the number and we go, oh my gosh, there's more people who like us. And it also just makes sure that you don't miss episodes in the future because we put these out every single week. And there's so many in the past, so many old episodes you can go watch. And you know, there's an entire season of episodes that we didn't even have a video for. So you can go listen to those if you'd like to as well. Thanks for being here. We'll see you again next week on Things I Learned Last Night. That's this podcast, right? That's this one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Things I Learned Last Night.
That's the one. All right, you're free to go.
Great.